Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says to you today, command your eyes to open and your ears to hear in the realm of my spirit. For there are mantles in the room, and one of them has your name sewn into the lining. You have not seen yourself as one to walk in office or authority, but I have crafted a destiny for you that will cause demons to tremble and strategies of hell to be defeated. As you open your mouth, I will strike dumb the accusations of the enemy. You will have, there is ministry portion for you. You will have a ministry of vindicating those who've been reproached by the modern day scribes, Pharisees, and lawyers. You will take those who have been left beaten and bloodied and help them gain their steps again toward my purposes. Yes, you'll be criticized, says the Father. You'll be told you're interfering with the discipline of the church. Your answer is to be, I only do what I see the Father do. For in your heart, says the Father, I have written the timeless expression of my heart. I have called you to be a light in darkness, to speak truth in a world of lies, and to stand firm in the face of opposition. Do not stand up. Do not be afraid of the critics and skeptics who will try to tear you down. For you are guided by a higher purpose, a divine mission that cannot be swayed by the opinions of men. As you walk in my footsteps, you're not alone. My love is with you. My guidance is with you, leading you on the path of entitlement, righteousness, and favor. Trust in my plan for you, for I have a purpose for your life that far surpasses anything you could imagine. In a world full of sin and corruption, your role is more important than ever. Do not be discouraged by the challenges you face or the doubts that arise. Stay true to your calling and know you are making a difference in the world one step at a time. So when criticism comes, never listen to your critics. When the doubts creep in, remember my words and say deep in your soul, I only do what I see the Father do. Trust in my plan and keep the faith and continue to shine brightly in a world that desperately needs the light of my love in the midst of darkness, being ever galvanized by the understanding that in my kingdom, no one is disposable. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.